Blog Talk Radio.
There was a holy hush all over as I walked into the room, and I stood before him face to face. I was gloriously made new. There was a great and awesome presence and a light as bright as day as I bowed to kneel with the angel. I heard the Spirit say, all right, all right, to stand before the throne in the presence of the Holy One. All right, all right. As we worship the Messiah, all right. Then I looked at those all around me with their hands uplifted high, and the Spirit laid his hands on me, and I uplifted mine. We were singing hallelujah, praises to his name. As I bowed to kneel with the angel, I heard the Spirit say, holy, 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 worthy, worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. He is the great I am. All right, all right, to stand before the throne in the presence of the Holy One. All rise, all rise, as we worship the Messiah. All rise, to stand before the throne in the presence of the Holy One.
Amen. We thank the Lord for you tonight. This is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I will be praying tonight. Bishop is still is out tonight, and we're just excited about his awesome, awesome recovery. I'll talk to you a little bit about that in a minute. That was Babbie Mason. All right. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get ready to get started here. We're on prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless everybody on the planet. Amen. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, Overcoming Bond here with you. For some may know, some may not know, we're just excited about the God, what he's doing with us tonight through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. So we thank those who are alive right now and those listening later on. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's get a Lord a hand cup of praise for everybody on the line now and later on through the internet. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And ladies and gentlemen, we're excited for those who may not know, Bishop had some surgery last week, and we're just excited because God is always with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, and Bishop came through the surgery well, as we knew he would through prayer. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc tonight, but he also sounds good. Talked to him earlier during the Father's Day, and we just thank God for that. While I'm thinking about it, guys, happy Father's Day to you guys as well. I trust you had a good Father's Day for all the fathers out there listening right now. And guess what, guys? Father's Day is every day. I mean, our Heavenly Father's Day, right? So we thank God for watching over Bishop as he's recovering. And we thank God for Doc as well, and his wonderful wife taking care of him as well. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc. Amen. 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 So y'all continue to pray for Bishop as he's resting and recovering and getting his strength back. We thank God for him. Can't wait for him to come back whenever he's ready. We thank you so much. Hey, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you some scripture tonight. I'm going to read some scripture tonight as well. Then we'll go into prayer. But I want to give you the scripture first. Psalms 100. I want to encourage you. I'm going to read a portion of that. Probably read all of that because it's a short scripture. It's going to read all of Psalms 100. And Psalms 101 as it relates to today and what's going on all across the land. Also, too, I'm going to open up with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. I'm going to start with that as well. So I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 100, Psalms 101, and 1 Thessalonians 5 as well. Read the entire chapter during your time of prayer and meditation. We thank God for his wonderful word tonight. Let's get a Lord a hand clap for the word that we can read it and that we know it and understand it. Yeah, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be opening up the line too later on if you like to, if you have a prayer request or praise report or a comment tonight, feel free to come online later on as we open up the lines for you. Love to hear your wonderful voices as you need to, as you're led. Just hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone will put you in queue later on as well. So we thank you so much for that. And we thank God for you being with us tonight. Hey, this is prayer time. The power of prayer is so important, folks, and we must pray each and every day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the word tonight. I'm going to bring the word to you and bring the prayer to you tonight. And we're going to give God some praise right now as we get started and go to the word. Thank you so much for your time. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, let me read tonight, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 24. I want you guys to take this to your heart. Take this to your mind. This is for all of us, everybody here today. 1 Thessalonians 5, as we go to the word. First of all, 16 says, rejoice evermore. Oh, I want you guys to rejoice in the word each and every day. Pray without ceasing. This is the one I wanted to hear. Pray without ceasing. Man, do we understand? I think most of us understand that more and more each and every day. Pray without ceasing. I can pray while I'm doing anything, folks. You know that. We can multitask all day, but still put in a prayer, right? We can take care of our work, take care of our families, and whatever we got to do, cut the lawn and still be praying, you know, work in the kitchen, cooking, we can still be praying. So pray without ceasing. And everything, ladies and gentlemen, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, concerning us, ladies and gentlemen. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. As you know, the world is just doing the opposite, but we ain't participating in that. The word says, despise, approve all things, hold fast to that which is good. we will continue to hold to what is good in the Word of God. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and your soul and your body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. Amen. That's 1 Thessalonians 5 and verses 16 through 24. Now I want to go to Psalms 100 and Psalms 101. Read those very quickly for you as well. Psalms 100, these are short verses, 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise, ladies and gentlemen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Oh, we got to know that one, ladies and gentlemen. We got to know that he is God. It is he that hath made us, amen, and not we ourselves. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, you got to definitely take that one in right there. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is forever lasting. His truth endureth for all generations. That was Psalms 100. Psalms 101 says, I will sing of mercies and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Amen. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Amen. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privately slander his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him hath a high look or a proud heart, I will not suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, and that they dwell with me. And he that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Amen. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that dwelleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I have cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Psalms 101, verses 1 through 8. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his word. It is true, it is powerful, and it's needed in our hearts today. Thank you so much for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, Elder Kevin here with you to pray with you tonight. Y'all continue to pray for Bishop and Doc as we pray tonight as well. We'll be lifting them up and all of you as well online tonight. And we thank God for you so much. But let's go into prayer. Amen. Thank the Lord for this wonderful time prayer. And we thank you so much for those who are listening right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Father God in heaven, oh, we just thank you so much, Father God. We thank you for who you are, Father God. Just take time to recognize that you are God, that you are the Almighty. You're the great I am. And Father God, I lift up everybody on this line tonight to you. I lift up Bishop Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw and their family tonight, Father God. I lift up all those who are represented on the line tonight by name, Father God. You know them by name. So we thank you right now for your people that are on this line tonight. And Father God, I pray for the spoken and unspoken requests tonight that they be given to you tonight, Father God. I don't need to know anything about it, Father God. We just lift them up to you tonight, that the prayers be answered, that their peace be still in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we thank you for those who are listening live right now as well across the land via this wonderful technology that you have given us, Father God, where we can pray together and lift up your wonderful name. And we just want to give you some time, Father God, where we thank you. Just want to thank you for who you are, Father God. We don't have to understand everything that happens in the world and what doesn't happen and what does happen. People that we've lost, people that we know, Father God, we just thank you. We just thank you for who you are. You are in control, Father God. Nothing surprises you, Father God. Nothing surprises you. So we thank you, Father God, for who you are tonight. We also give honor to the Son, Father God, who you have sent, Father God, through the Virgin Mary, is now seated at the right hand of the Father. So we thank him for his resurrection power that you've given him, Father God. And thank you for his blood that was shed for us, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that Jesus has given to us as well, that is with us even right now. So Holy Spirit, we thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory as well. And thank you for moving in our hearts today. So Father God, right now, I just pray for your people right now that are on the line, specifically right now, Father God. There's people that have lost loved ones, Father God. People have hurts. People that have healing, areas of healing that need it right now, Father God. I just ask you to continue to give us peace, Father God, and give us the understanding that you're in control, Father God. Again, nothing surprises you, Father God, so we thank you for the prayers of the righteous, Father God. We thank you for the unspoken requests, Father God, that people have in their hearts and minds. We thank you for those secret times, Father God, that people have with you as well as we pray for you tonight, pray with you, Father God, tonight and for you and for the people, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, that you hear our prayers, and we just lift up your people tonight, Father God, for those spoken and unspoken requests. Father God, we pray for our families, Father God, tonight. I pray for the men in our families, Father God, tonight that are on the line, the fathers, Father God, the sons, the daughters, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We lift them up to you, Father God, tonight, and we continue to pray for their protection, Father God. And I pray for those on the line that have family members all across the globe, all across the land, that they be covered right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. There'll be no hurt, harm, or danger that would come against any family member that's on this line tonight and those listening later on tonight as well, later on in this program. So, Father God, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our husbands and wives. We thank you for your healing that you've given Bishop, Father God. We thank you for the wonderful time, Father God, that you've given us with Bishop and Doc on this line tonight. So we lift up Crenshaw family tonight and all the other families online tonight. So we thank you. Thank you right now, Father God. Father God, we pray for our land right now. I pray for our neighbors. Father God, we pray for our neighbors. We lift up our neighbors. That think about our neighbors that are next door to us, no matter where we live around this country. Father God, we lift them up to you. We pray for their souls, those who don't know you, Father God. We pray for those who do know you, Father God, right now as well. You told us to pray for the saints and pray for those who spitefully use us and those our enemies as well. So we pray for our enemies, Father God, tonight. And Father God, I pray for our city right now, Father God, our cities that are struggling, Father God, right now, trying to understand their identity in you, trying to understand the identity of the city itself, Father God. So we ask that, Father God, that you intervene right now, that you correct these cities across our land and across the world, Father God, that have an identity crisis. I ask that you fix that in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask that you help the people be the persons and the people that you're supposed to be. In other words, Father God, we pray that they do the right thing. They do the righteous thing. They take care of the people. They take care of the elderly. They take care of the young. They take care of the old, Father God. We pray that we begin to take care of each other even more each and every day, Father God, through prayer and through action. Father God, we pray for the city leaders right now, Father God, that are over these cities, starting with the mayor, Father God, and all the way through the administration of this city, Father God, right now, and our individual cities. So we pray for them right now, Father God, on their behalf. They may not even understand you or know you, Father God, or acknowledge you, even in their seats, even in their offices. But we lift them up to you right now, Father God, that you may help them and guide them to do things right in the city according to your will. Father God, I pray for the state that we're all in, Father God, right now. We pray for the governor who's over the city, over the state, Father God. I pray for the governor right now, office, and all his administration right now. So we lift up the governors, Father God, around the land, that they will acknowledge that they're not in control, but you are in control. So we thank you, Father God, in advance that you'll continue to watch over our leaders, Father God, as they move across the land, Father God, and help the people each and every day. Father God, I pray for our nation, starting with the president, Father God, and all the offices that are underneath that headship. So we pray for our president around in this country, Father God, and other municipalities all across the land as well, all across the world. So we pray for those in leadership, those who are over the people. May they rule correctly. May they rule with you in mind, Father God. May they rule justly, but may they rule honestly, and may they rule in prayer and fasting, Father God. So we thank you right now for our leaders that run countries around this country and around the world, Father God, and may they do the right thing for the people, Father God. And Father God, right now I pray for our young people, Father God. We want to make sure that we cover our young people and our families and our neighborhoods and around the globe. And Father God, I cancel the assignment right now of any suicidal thoughts that our young people may have, any abductions that may try to happen even right now. Father God, I ask you to dispatch angels so you cancel anybody who's trying to steal our young people and try to abduct our young people or try to abuse our young people, Father God. We cancel that assignment in your holy and mighty name, Father God. You said where two or three are gathered, Father God, in your name, anything is possible. So we know that as canceled, Father God, there'll be no abductions today or tomorrow or in the future, Father God. We just ask that that be canceled right now. There'll be no abuses of our children in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. We ask that all those children that are missing right now in the name of Jesus be found right now in Jesus' name, Father God. Any child that is missing right now, Father God, on the list that we have a list of, they be found on no hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, right now, and return back to their families in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we thank you so much for that. And Father God, you told us to pray and believe. And we pray that you're going to watch over those children and women and men that have been abducted illegally and wrongly. Father God, we just cancel that assignment right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, lift up our school system as well, all those who are over our school systems, all the administrators and our wonderful teachers that are out there doing their best, Father God. We lift up our teachers tonight, Father God, that are teaching their children, teaching our children and their children as well. And some that may be on break, we still cover them right now during this break time. And there's other schools that are going on. We lift all up, all the administrators, all the teachers that are teaching our children properly, Father God. May we rest their minds, Father God, that they do and teach the right way, the right things to lift up our children and not take advantage of their innocence in any way that's not of you, O Lord. So, Father God, we thank you in advance that you're covering our school system across the land. Father God, I pray for our churches. I pray for all our leaders, Father God, all the fivefold ministry. I pray for our ministers, our bishops, our apostles, our evangelists, our teachers. And, Father God, we thank you right now for those who preach and teach the unadulterated word of God. Father God, we thank you for our leaders that are teaching your word. There's people around the world that can't even be in open, Father God. So we thank you for those leaders that are teaching your word in private, in secret. And literally, they could be killed if they're found in certain countries, Father God. So we ask you continue to protect them as those ministers of the gospel, Father God, men or women and children and young people and young adults. They pray and they put the word out, Father God, regardless. They're not afraid of what the enemy may do or what their governments may do. So we ask you to continue to cover those wonderful people, Father God, that preach and teach that word each and every day, Father God. Father God, we pray for those who are in the hospital right now. We lift up our nurses, our doctors, all those who are in healthcare, Father God, lift up their wonderful souls and minds right now that they continue to do what they've been called to do. We lift up for those who are in the hospital, Father God, being taken care of. I pray for our elderly, Father God, those who can't take care of themselves. We pray for also against mental illness, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Free those minds, Father God. Free those minds in Jesus' name, Father God. People just need a touch from you, O Lord, to get their mindset back to normal mode, Father God. So we pray right now for the mind, Father God, those who maybe have some challenges in their health, in their mind. We ask that you heal them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we thank you so much for what you're doing right now through the Spirit of the living God. And Father God, we thank you for all those healthcare providers, those first responders. And we pray for our policemen and we pray for our firemen, Father God. We pray for the first responders, the ambulance, paramedics, all those who rush to the scene to save lives, Father God. Those are all souls. And we thank you for them souls tonight. And we thank you for them. May they be encouraged through the Spirit, Father God, right now. In Jesus' name, that they are doing what they've been called to do. And we thank you so much, Father God. Father God, I pray for our young people today, again, our teenagers, our young adults, Father God. I pray for that they may have a mind of you, O Lord. May they be covered through a church body, the right church body. May they be covered by your covering, Father God. So Father, we pray for our young people today, our young adults today, that they may have a mind and a heart for you, O Lord, today, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we thank you so much for that. And Father God, we pray for those who just need a touch from you right now. We just pray for those young people that need a touch. We cancel any assignment that's coming against them in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We pray against rebellion. We pray against disrespect to their parents, against any authorities, Father God, in their home, their dad, your mom, grandma, great-grandma. We pray against that in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give our young people a peace that they may have of repentance before you, O Lord, that they may be at peace and fulfill their rightful place in this world in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we lift up our teenagers to you, Father God. So many prayers are needed for our teenagers in our homes and those that we know in our families and friends and coworkers and associates, whether it's in business or at work. Father God, we pray for all our teenagers today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for those who are behind or incarcerated in any way, Father God. So we pray for them right now in a mighty way, Father God, that your spirit will move in those walls right now. Father God, we pray for those who are behind the bars right now, who are incarcerated for any reason, Father God. There's nothing like a saving grace, Father God, that you have. But I pray that they somehow know you, Father God, know you and come to you right now and just repent for all sins. And God, Father, we just know that you will help them grow and understand that they need you each and every day. Even though they're behind the walls, they still need you, Father God. So we pray for all those who are incarcerated right now, Father God. And we pray for women and men, no matter where they're at in the world, Father God, that they may come to know your loving and saving and merciful grace, Father God. So we thank you in advance, Father God. We pray for those who are in these institutions too, Father. We pray for the administration, Father God, that they treat the people right that are in there, Father God. I understand there's some problems with some of the administration not treating the inmates correctly, Father God. We pray against that mess as well in Jesus' name, Father God, that they will be treated humanely in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. So cover those people, Father God. We cover them right now in prayer, all the men, women, boys right now, and girls right now that are having that situation, Father God. We pray for them and lift them up to you, Father God. Father God, I pray for those young people that are in foster care, that are being adopted, all of those children, Father God, that may not have a mom or dad. I just think about them. I lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, as well. All those who are in under the state or federal government, Father God, where they're being taken care of properly, Father God. So we lift up all those orphans and foster care children as well. And Father God, turn my attention to the border. Father God, a lot happening around our borders around the United States. We pray for those people as well, Father God. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. People just want to live their life, Father God. They're just trying to get away from stuff that's not normal. They're trying to get away from crime and pain and killings and hurts. Father God, we pray for all those people who are trying to come to the United States or come to other parts of the world just to live. They just want to live. We understand that, Father God. So we pray for their safety. We know people are on boats. We pray that they don't capsize, Father God. We pray that they meet the land or meet the requirements that they'll get to the locations that they can be taken care of, Father God. But we do pray for those people as well as I think about them. And Father God, I thank you so much for all those on the line that have lost loved ones, Father God. Oh, we just lift them up to you, Father God. Only you can give them the peace, Father God. So we lift up every family member, every person on this line tonight that's lost somebody dear to them. Father God, all we can do is trust you, Father God. We just trust you. We just trust you, Father God. We just trust you. We just trust you, Father God, because you know everything, Father God, from the beginning to the end. Father God, you knew us before we were born. Father God, you knew us before the foundations of the world. You knew everything that was going to happen, Father God, and all we can do is praise you. Thank you. We believe you, Father God. We believe you. We love you. We thank you for this time tonight of prayer. And Father God, again, we thank you for Bishop and Doc being our guide as we pray and hear the word and understand the word and hear the teaching and training that Doc and Bishop give us each and every week, Father God. So we thank them again in this prayer as well. And Father God, we just thank you for who you are, Father God. We love you. We love you. All of us love you, Father God. We just want to know that you are with us, Father God, And we know you are tonight. And we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor, Father God. And Father God, we thank you so much for who you are. For you are the great I am, Father God. And you're going to, I believe you're going to fix all this stuff, Father God. One day you're going to fix everything. Where there'll be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more lost loved ones, Father God. We're going to see our loved ones again, I believe, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father God, we thank you. You said you'll never leave us or forsake us, and we believe that. And we thank you in advance, Father God. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time for Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Elder Kevin Vaughn here tonight, and the Bishop's Day tonight. We thank you so much for him and you tonight and Dr. Crenshaw being with us tonight. We appreciate you so much. And Doc, if you'd like to come on, just feel free to hit that button if you want to come on. I recognize your number there. Thank you so much if you'd like to come on tonight. I'd love to hear your voice if you'd like to. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the lines real quickly. And I want to go to right now. I want to open up the lines. If you just joined us, hit star one. That'll bring you in. If you have a praise request, if you have a prayer request, praise report, or if you have a comment, we'd love to have you on with us tonight. Okay, amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to Dr. Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Elder Kevin, for the prayer tonight. And for those that are listening that's on the line, praise God. We thank God tonight for his grace and for his mercy. We certainly thank God for the prayers of those of you that prayed for Bishop Crenshaw. Of course, we know that he's doing just absolutely fine. God is good. Praise the Lord. Came through surgery and did just well. Praise God. God is good. So we're grateful because the Lord gives us promises in his word, and he tells us, praise the Lord, that by his stripes we're already healed. We know healing is a process. Healing is a process. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for the skillfulness and knowledge of nurses and physicians that God has granted to be amongst us. We know even as Jesus. Jesus was such a wise man. He was the ultimate model, should I say, or the example for all of us to follow today. Even Jesus knew the importance of having a team around him, people that he knew that was important to every aspect of our lives. Jesus chose his disciples. One of his disciples was a physician. His name was Luke. Luke was a physician. Matthew was a tax collector. Praise the Lord. Then we had the fishermen, Peter, James, and John. So we know that, you know, the Lord was very diverse with the team that he had amongst him. We just take a minute and just think about that. Think about how wise Jesus was. He knew that as we go through this journey in life, that there were certain people that we're going to need in our corner. We're not to ever dismiss that. That's why the Bible tells us, praise God, we ought to pray for one another because you're going to need somebody. In spite of what you're going through, you're going to need somebody. You may not need them today, but you may need them tomorrow. So we need to always be conscious of the fact that God created the body of Christ. Praise God, what my hand can't do, my feet can do, and my ears don't do what my eyes do. Every part of our natural body has a function. Therefore, every part of the spiritual body of Christ is a necessity. The fivefold ministry, necessity, evangelist, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, all of these callings are necessary. What the Bible says for the perfecting of the saints and edifying of the body of Christ. So tonight we're encouraged by this one thing, and I want to encourage you with this word of the Lord tonight, all things. And the key word is all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Let me give every last one of us that are born on the face of the earth, we have a purpose. You weren't just not created to be created, praise God, but you are created for a specific purpose. And inside of that purpose, the Bible says that all things, not some things, but all things. Some things that we can even comprehend or understand, and we seem like it should have been different. No, it shouldn't. It should have been just like the Lord allowed it.
Amen.
Because why? You're still here. By the grace of God, you're still here. You're still alive. You got the health and strength. You got the activities of your limbs. So God allowed those things to bring you to this place so that we'll be overcome by the blood of the Lamb. and what the words of our testimony. I mean, my testimony, my journey in my life, it can be a blessing to somebody else. Praise God.
Yes.
So we're not to despise those things that God has allowed to happen in our lives, but we need to look back and tell God thank you.
Yes.
You know why? Because he said, in everything, give the Lord thanks. In everything, give the Lord thanks.
Yes.
So we're going to thank him in a minute. We know the enemy hates for us to praise him.
Yes.
For us to give God glory. Praise the Lord. He hates for us to praise him because the Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So I want you to be encouraged by the word of the Lord tonight and hold that scripture in your heart. No matter what you're going through, it's all things. I don't care what it is. It's working. And that's the key word there, is working. Think about the word work. That's a lot of labor in that, right? Let's put it this way. The things that are happening in your life is laboring for a better future. How about that? Praise God. Everything that's going on in your life is working together for your good, for a better future. So be encouraged tonight. And may the blessings of the Lord rest upon you. Praise God. And thank God for what he's done and for what he's going to do and what he's already doing in our lives. Because God, oh God, he's great. There's nobody greater than him. In him we live, move, and the Bible says we have our being. So be encouraged tonight. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop John Crenshaw's wife. Powerful word tonight. Hope you all took some notes there. That key word is working. God's word is working, guys. It's working right now. It's working. It's working. Literally, the Bible is a living word. It's alive. The words are alive that we read earlier, that you read earlier. They are alive. It's still alive. Even if I got rid of the book, the words are still alive. It's amazing. It's exciting. So know that the word of God is working for us each and every day. But one thing we got to do, as Doc and Bishop teach, we got to voice activate it, folks. We got to teach it, train it, put it out there. We got to shout it out, whatever. Don't be silent, right? We got to voice activate the word of God each and every day. I know sometimes we may not feel like it, right? Got to put it out there anyway, right? Got to still put it out there. The word of God is working each and every day. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, we're all going to the phone lines tonight. If you'd like to have a comment, praise report, or prayer request tonight as well, love to have you on. We're going to go to another caller right now. Brother John, we got you online with Doc and myself tonight. God bless you. How you doing, folks?
Hey, I want to thank God for giving you, Brother Elder Kevin, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the words to pray and keep our prayer going and standing in the gap for Bishop while he recovered from his illness. And I want to thank God for Dr. Crenshaw, who is not our Sunday school teacher, but our Tuesday night teacher and inspirer. And I'd like a special prayer for my wife, who hasn't been feeling too good. And I'd like to thank God for traveling mercies. I had to come to our place in South Carolina, and I flew down, and my son and my grandson, they drove some furniture down, and I'd like to thank God for getting them here safely. And I'd just like to pray for anybody who is having some emotional problems or depression feel like giving up. Just fight a little tougher and hang in there a little longer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, thank you so much, Brother John. Yes, sir. We will definitely pray for those areas you had requested in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time for Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight on the prayer time. We're just excited about what God is doing right now. He's a right now God. In fact, he told us don't even look back. We only need to look back what happened in the history. We need to look forward. It's not even worthy for us to look back. We need to be fit for the kingdom, and the kingdom is looking forward each and every day. That's part of the word of God. Amen. Amen. Hey, just want to make sure we don't miss anybody tonight. Know that we are praying for you behind the scenes. God knows all your prayers. Hit star one, or star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue. I'll give you a few more seconds for those who may want to come in on prayer. I appreciate you so much as well. Amen. Amen. I'm going to mention your last four digits as well. Last four digits are 8308. You're live on the air. God bless you. Bless you. Yeah. Amen. 8308, you're on the air. Thank you so much. God bless you. You're live on the air. 8308, you're live with us tonight. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Let me make sure. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, I think we got everything on. 8308. Last four digits. Amen. Amen. You may be on mute. I'll give you a few seconds. You may be on mute. Amen. Caller 8308. 8308. Amen. 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 All right. We'll go to the next caller. 0800. You're live on the air. God bless you. How are you tonight?
Glory, I am awesome. It's so good to hear your voice. This is Danica as well as Dr.
Danica.
Crenshaw. I enjoyed the prayer, coming in agreement. I'm just excited about what God is doing, and I also stand in agreement with the healing of Bishop. Just wanted to call in and let you all know that I'm listening and truly enjoying this, being spiritually fed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Danica. God bless you. One of our wonderful saints of the Lord there. She is an awesome individual, no doubt about it. Thank you so much, Dan. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. I want to go back to 8308. 8308, you're live on air. I don't want to miss you tonight.
Okay,
time,
Brother
tonight.
Kevin.
Amen. You're online.
Brother Kevin, this is Sister Mary. And
God bless you.
I appreciate the prayer tonight. And I'd like to stand in the gap for a young lady named Christine who needs some guidance and direction. She's seeking what her purpose in life. And I just pray for her, and I'll stand in the gap for her. And I also like to ask everyone to pray for those people that were on that ship that the 700 and some people were on board and 100 and something have been rescued. So let's just pray for those people, Father God.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, thank you so much, Mary. Appreciate you. Amen. God bless you. Also, too, Sister Mary and everybody else, to think about it, there's a submarine, I think it was Discovery submarine, that also has not been found yet that I know of. So we've got to pray for those folks. I think it was like 5 or 6 people in the submarine that were doing some exploratory visiting, if you will, through a submersible. Looking at the Titanic that sunk. And so we got to pray for them that they be found alive and found safe, that they can return to their families as well. Thank you so much, Sister Mary, for that as well. Let's go to prayer. We thank God for this time of prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for these powerful and wonderful people that you have created and put in place today. Father God, we thank you for the families represented here, the individuals and the families represented. We lift up Brother John and his family. Father God, we pray for his awesome wife, Father God, that she be covered. And we just pray for peace. Father God, we pray for peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for understanding, Father God, as well, and mercy and grace tonight. So Father God, lift up Brother John's wife to you, Father God, and his entire family to you as they move across the land, keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, and give them peace in their mind, Father God. Give them peace and understanding, Father God, that you're in control of all things, Father God. One thing you told us, Father God, and so many things, but you told us you'll never leave us or forsake us. We just got to go back to that. Say, Father, I know you're with me. I know you'll never leave me or forsake me. So we thank you so much for being with Brother John's wife and his entire family tonight. We lift them up to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. That peace be still in that home. Peace be still in those minds. Peace be still in those homes, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we lift up also to all those callers tonight again. We also pray, Father God, for Sister Christina and Sister Mary. I asked earlier that we pray for them. We pray for direction in her mind right now, Father God, and purpose, Father God. And we pray that she right now just comes to you, Father God, just has that special time. All we have to do is ask, Father God. All we have to do is ask. We have to pray. We may have to fast a little bit, But Father God, I pray that Christine and our family, that she'll come to you, Father God, that she'll just ask you, Father God, what do you want me to do? What do you need me to do? You can even ask God, why am I here? You can ask him that. He will reveal that to you. But Father God, we lift up Sister Christine to you, Father God, that she have direction in the Holy Spirit tonight, Father God, that she'll have peace and understanding on what she needs to do, Father God. And only you know the details, Father God. We just lift her up right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you in advance, Father God, for freeing up their mind and freeing up their heart, that she'll have direction. She'll have peace and joy and long-suffering and understanding that all the fruit of the Spirit she'll have tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, we lift her up to you in Jesus' name, Father God. You told us to continue to pray for each other, and we will do that tonight. So we thank you, Father God. We also thank you again for the unspoken requests, Father God, that go directly to you as well. We thank you for those unspoken requests around the land. And continue to give us strength, Father God, and most of all, give us motivation and encouragement that we need each and every day, Father God. For we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, wrestle with powers and principalities. Father God, we must keep our mind on thee, for we can only worship you in spirit and in truth. But Father God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the understanding. We thank you for the love that you've given us even right now. We thank you, Father, for all the prayers that are and will be met in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you in advance, Father God, and we'll give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. Amen and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for being with us tonight. We love you so much, and God is amazing. As you know, all you got to do is pick up, actually just read the news, right, or listen to the news. You can see the Word of God is true because everybody's doing the opposite of what the Word of God says. It's just amazing the times that we're in, where right is supposedly, it's really not right or wrong as far as the way people think. Right is still right. I mean, God's word is still right, regardless if you believe it or not. So we just got to continue to pray. Even though people think right is wrong and wrong is right, the word of God is still true, regardless how they interpret it. It's still true. And we continue to pray for those who may not try to confuse people and try to mix that up. But the word of God is not confusing. It is right on each and every day. We as prayer warriors and we as believers must continue to pray and seek the face of God each and every day. So we thank you so much for that, for tonight's prayer, and we love you guys so much as well. Hey, remember that we're here every Tuesday evening, Lord willing, here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. But we are praying, of course, for you throughout the week as well, and continue to pray as we go forward. Amen. All right. Hey, I want to leave you with this real quickly here. I just want to real quickly, it won't be very long. I wanted to give you the power of prayer. I love Brother John Hagee, one of the pastors, talks about the power of prayer. I had to listen to it again, and I really enjoyed that, so I wanted to share that with you tonight as well. So I'll leave you with the power of prayer tonight. It's basically an inspirational and motivational talk about prayer. I also want to tell you to please have a great rest of the evening and also have a wonderful rest of the week as well. But here's the power of prayer, and most of you already know that already. I want to encourage you tonight to continue to pray and seek God's face each and every day. God bless you.
What is prayer? Prayer is not sending God to run on your errands. A Christian can see more on his knees than he can from his feet. Prayer is not getting God prepared to do your will. Prayer is getting you prepared to do God's will. Prayer is the only way to release the supernatural power of God in your life, in your marriage, in your business, to show you great and mighty things that you know not. Prayer is the key that unlocks the gates of heaven and closes the gates of hell. Prayer has the power to cure sickness and disease. Prayer can shatter the shackles of misery and habit that are tormenting your life, or the life of your son or daughter, or the life of your husband or wife. Prayer does not need proof. Prayer needs practice. Intellectuals are now jabbering that God and heaven are far removed and far away. God is as close as your next prayer. If your marriage is under attack, pray. If your children are being tormented by the prince of darkness, pray. If your business is failing, pray. If you're fighting a deadly disease, pray. If you're lost and without God, pray. If your life is empty, if it's meaningless, if it seems to be hopeless, pray. Pray, pray, because God answers prayer. A prayerless Christian is a weak Christian. A prayerless Christian is a miserable Christian. A prayerless Christian is a Christian who always lives in defeat. A prayerless church is a weak church. A prayerless nation is a defeated nation. A prayerless family will be a divided family. It has been said and bears saying again, the family that prays together stays together. God expects you every day of the week to pray for the people in your house. Somebody prayed for you. Who are you praying for? Why pray? Because God answers prayer. As powerful as God is, God cannot answer prayer until you pray it. The Bible says, what you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. The book of Isaiah says, command ye me. This is God speaking to man, because in prayer, he has given you the authority to launch the initiative. Quit walking around in circles, wringing your hands saying, I wonder when God is going to do something. God in heaven is looking down at you and saying, I have given you the authority of my name. I have given you the power of my word. I have given you the sanctity of my blood. When are you going to use the power that I have given to you to blast the kingdom of hell off at the ground and announce that Jesus Christ is Lord? The initiative rests with you. Ask him for things that are impossible, because with God nothing is impossible. Ask him to defeat the giants in your life, because our God is a giant killer. Ask him to divide the sea before you and to bury Pharaoh and watch him turn your enemies into fish food. Ask him to send fire from heaven as he did for Elijah, and he will. Ask him to walk with you in the fire of the fiery furnace and be the fourth man in the fire, and he will. He said you will walk through the fire and the fire will not burn you. You will walk through the water and the water will not drown you. Ask him. He's the God who cannot fail. He's waiting to show you great and mighty things. Pray, pray, pray. God in heaven wants you to have that power. Ask according to my infinite power. And God is saying, I want you to ask big. God said, I want you to make me to slide to the edge of my seat and say, wow. Wow, listen to what they're asking for, to move mountains, to heal incurable diseases, to restore dead marriages back to life, to send a financial harvest that their minds cannot fathom. I want you to know God wants to do that. God is in heaven saying, what do you need? Do you need healing? Ask in faith, believing, and I will give it. Do you need supernatural wisdom to make a tough decision? Ask of me, and I will lead you in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Do you need peace that surpasses understanding? Ask, 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 for nothing is impossible to those that believe. No good thing will he withhold from those that diligently seek him. Do you need the impossible? Then open your mouth. Open your mouth in faith, believing. You're not talking to the President of the United States. You're not talking to Bill Gates. Both of them together can't control their next breath. You're talking to the Creator of heaven and earth. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He uses gold for asphalt on the streets of heaven. He moves mountains. He divides seas. He'll give you wells you didn't dig, vineyards you didn't plant, houses you didn't build. He will make you the head and not the tail, because nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible to you.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get ready to go. Have a great evening, everybody. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. God bless you. Have a great evening, everybody. Jesus is Lord.